The environment is a good that is easier to supply and do things towards when economic times are good. Well, we've got current uncertainty and a recession that we are currently in. That makes these things more difficult. But it's very important to understand why. The problem is, when we put in a carbon price, we are going to want to allow people time to economise on carbon. That means investment. That means doing the right investment in buildings, plant, infrastructure, and not pouring money into old industries that are polluting. The problem is, at this time, investment is difficult. And so what the government has done, and this was the important part about the new proposals, was establish the Carbon Pollution Trust. One of the goals of that is actually to provide a mechanism for financing investment in environmentally friendly goods and energy efficient buildings that is actually workable in the current environment. In fact, it has a lot of similarities to the way we fund student education right here at the university. Well, a lot of people talk about the change in policy and the delay of another year as being a reneging of what was a previous timetable. But when it comes down to it, all of the targets are set to be achieved by 2020 or 2050, as the case may be. And also, the idea of emissions trading is to set a carbon price and influence the investment decisions that businesses, households, and the government are going to make. Now, unless those investment decisions are involving appliances that are going to die after a year, the fact that it has 2 years, we have another year delay, doesn't change the outcome of those decisions. It's going to matter to you to get energy efficient appliances now, even if you know that emissions trading is going to be a year hence. Now, the key thing here is that what you want to do is make sure that there is that certainty. So the real delay that is going on is not passing the legislation, and that has continued on for months now, and the government has changed its policy to accommodate the various groups to ensure that that gets done. That's critical, and that's what Australia needs to be bringing to international negotiations, such as the one about to occur at Copenhagen. It pains me as an economist to watch politics at work in this space. There are competing interest groups, and previous to the last few years, there were even large groups who were denying that there was a problem at all, which was holding things up. That supposedly has changed now, but we see the government standing in the middle, being peppered by both sides wanting them to do more. They can't do both. And get a coalition going. Somehow you have to get a majority through the Senate. And the question is, who's it going to be? The Greens would like the government to have higher targets and more stringent environmental policy. But at this time, their own modelling suggests that that's going to, in fact, cause electoral harm to the government. The coalition, on the other hand, was very concerned about the position of business, the idea that we transition to this more smoothly, and that even we entertain notions such as a carbon tax. And in fact, on every one of those dimensions, the new government's policy addresses them. And so it's somewhat surprising that even under all those changes, that there is still coalition opposition to this policy. One of the problems that we face in wanting to do more, such as the Greens are asking, to have even lower emissions than what the government is targeting, is if the international community doesn't come along for the ride, Australia's impact on the actual problem, which is a global one, the total amount of carbon in the atmosphere, is actually quite minimal. There's not much it can do. So in the absence of an international agreement, we would be economising on carbon, suffering economic harm for no reason. That said, we want to allow ourselves the room to come to those international agreements and be part of that agreement, something we haven't done in the past.